BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The leaders of the United States and Cuba have held the first formal talks in more than half a century. President Obama and his Cuban counterpart, Raúl Castro, met face-to-face on the sidelines of the Summit of the Americas in Panama. The meeting clears the way for a normalization of relations after decades of hostility between the U.S. and the communist-ruled island. President Obama said he wanted to see Cubans prosper and it was time for a change in relations.
After 50 years of a policy that had not changed on the part of the United States, it was my belief that it was time to try something new, that it was important for us to engage more directly with the Cuban government and the Cuban people.
President Castro said Cuba was open to building a friendship with the U.S., but he said the two countries had many differences. Kenya's Deputy President William Ruto has given the United Nations 3 months to move about hundreds of thousands of Somali refugees back to Somalia. The ultimatum comes after the Somali-based Islamist group Al-Shabaab killed 148 people at a Kenyan university. Karen Allen is in northeastern Kenya.
Investigations continue, but only one of the four gunmen has been identified so far. He was a Kenyan law student who'd been recruited by Al-Shabaab. It comes at a time of increasing concern that the armed group is not only recruiting in Somalia, but inside Kenya as well. It's revived calls by the Kenyan government for hundreds of thousands of Somali refugees at the Dadaab camp on the Kenyan side of the border to be sent back into Somalia. But the UN points out that Kenya signed international conventions preventing the expulsion of refugees.
The authorities in Bangladesh have executed a senior Islamist leader for war crimes committed during the War of Independence from Pakistan. Mohammad Kamaruzzaman, the third most senior figure in the Islamist opposition Jamaat Islami Party, was hanged after the country's Supreme Court rejected a final appeal. He was sentenced to death in May 2013 for torture, abduction and murder. The Islamic State has posted a video online that shows its militants destroying artifacts in the ancient Iraqi city of Nimrud. Here's Sebastian Usher.
In this new video, the militants are shown hacking at wall carvings and sculptures in what was once the capital of the Assyrian Empire. They use bulldozers and explosives to blow up its walls. The video culminates in a montage of explosions. Many of the treasures of Nimrud are safe elsewhere in museums around the world, but enough remains on site to make the latest destruction wreaked by IS in its self-declared war against false idols a new stage in its attempted annihilation, not only of Iraq's extraordinarily rich past, but of the world's earliest civilizations.
BBC News. The Saudi Defense Ministry says three Saudi army officers have been killed by a mortar round fired across the border by Houthi rebels in Yemen. An official statement said the blast hit an army post at Najran in Saudi Arabia. The Saudi news agency also reported that 500 Houthis have been killed since the start of Saudi-led airstrikes in Yemen last month. Hundreds of mourners have attended the funeral in the United States of Walter Scott, a black man who was shot in the back while running away from a white police officer. The pastor at the service in South Carolina said the shooting was an act motivated by overt racism, while his family said the death could act as a catalyst for change. A policeman has been charged with murder. Mr. Scott's death was the latest case of police in the U.S. shooting dead an unarmed black man. The authorities in China are introducing new measures to discipline Chinese tourists who misbehave on holiday. Here's Joe McGivering.
With more freedom to travel and more cash, the Chinese are heading overseas in growing numbers. As a nation, they now make tens of millions of foreign trips every year. But the leaders in Beijing are increasingly worried about the bad behavior of some tourists harming the country's image. Accusations include damaging property and historical artifacts, spitting and jumping queues, and living on instant noodles instead of trying local food. So they're taking action. From now on, anyone who's antisocial or causes damage faces being blacklisted for 2 years.
Women rowers have made history by taking part in the Oxford and Cambridge University boat race on the Thames on the same day and on the same course as the men. The women's event dates back to 1927, but it was the first time the rowing authorities had dropped their opposition to making it a joint occasion. Oxford won both races. BBC News.
And
更多内容请关注可可英语 kekenet.com。